Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for the Yama Yoshev Bitzion, for Aryeh Leib ben Fegaleya, and is based on the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu, Hagaon Reb Moshe Zatzal, a shir he gave in the year 1988. Mashu, mashu, mashu. In the Mishnah in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, and of Beis Amar Aleph, Be'echod Benisan Rosh Hashanah Lemelachim V'Regolim. The first of Nisan is Rosh Hashanah, both for kings and for the Regat Regalim. In other words, the account of the Regalim starts on Nisan. The first regal is in Nisan, Pesach. The second regal is Shavuos. The third regal is Sukkos. And the Gemara discusses why this matters. As far as Baal Ta'achar is concerned, and what we'd like to focus on is the Rosh Hashanah L'Melachim. Rosh Hashanah L'Melachim means that when you count, when you write on shtaris, when is Rosh Hashanah? When a king has to the years of the king, it's considered a new year on Echad B'Nisan. Gemara and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph says that Stavka Malchi Yisrael, Malchi U'Mesa'olam. The Rosh Hashanah is on the first of Tishrei. Not on Nisan, but in Tishrei. There are two tsuros of minyan. So these are two ways of relating to the year. One year starts in Nisan and ends at the end of Adar, and another type of year starts in Tishrei and ends in Elul. In other words, the year starts in the winter and it ends right before the winter. Starts at the very beginning in Tishrei and it ends right before. And then there's the Shana that starts with Nisan and ends at the end of Adar. These are two types of years that are expressed in two types of kings, two ways of looking at the world. Which one is the natural way of looking at the world? The natural way of looking at the world, the Seder HaTivi of the world, is like the Goyisha kings. The year starts in the winter, and it ends in the summer. Starts in Tishrei, and it ends in Elul. Because in the winter, you start planting, and the planting is the beginning. And not not when it is when the plants bloom, which is Nisan. Nisan is when the plants bloom. That's not the beginning. The beginning is when you plant. So the Zriah is in a Hemshech. The Zriah is the beginning. So the Seder Advarim HaTivi is like the Goyish year. It's like the Rosh Hashanah for the Malachim, for the non-Jewish kings. That's the Seder HaTivi. But for the Jewish kings, it's Nisan. And that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that we have a different concept of time, as we've discussed a lot in our Shiurim. The times of Bereshis, and Chodesh is Elachem, and the Torah should have started with Bereshis, which is one type of time, universal time, and Chodesh is Elachem is Jewish time. So Nisan is Jewish time. It's a different Seder HaZman, it's a different system of time, it's a new Mahalach. So we'd like to understand this, the Mahalach of time that starts in Nisan. We praise Hashem with a Shevach that's not written in any Pasuk. We take from three Pasuk and we make them into one. We say it every morning. Hashem Melech, Hashem Molech, Hashem Yimlech, Leilam Vod. Three different Pasukim. Hashem Yimlech, Leilam Vod is a Pasuk in Shmos 15:18, the end of the Shira. Hashem Melech is written many times in Torah Shabbosav. Hashem Melech Olam Ved of Dugay Me'artzel, like in Tehillim 10:16. And so to Hashem Molech, Arbe Mekomis B'Torah Shabbosav, B'Prat B'Tehillim. So we're Mitzarif, Hashem Melech, Hashem Molech, Hashem Yimlech Le'elam Bod. God is king, was king, and will always be king. Very odd, we don't say Hashem Merachim, Hashem Richim, Hashem Yirachim Le'elam Bod. Oyev Hashem, Ohav Hashem, Yohav Lo'olam Vaed. Hashem, you could say it about so many different midas. Hashem Chomel, Hashem Chomel, Hashem Chomel, Hashem Yachmol Lo'olam Vaed. Mazeh. So why do we only have this by Malchus? Hashem Melech, Hashem Molech, Hashem Mimach, Le'olam Vaed. What we have over here is a very unique type of Shevach that wouldn't apply to anything else. When we praise Hashem, the praise is always, it's Pashut, that it's past, present, and future. That's Hashem's praise. Hashem is eternal. There's no reason to say Hashem Rachum, Richem, Yirachem, Chanun, Chanan, V'Yichoneh. But here in this Shevach, we're talking about three different Bechinas of Malchus. Malchus, what Malchus does is it brings everybody together. That's the job of the king, as we mentioned so many times, to gather, as the Rambam says, Rambam Shirim, to gather all the Jews together, to make them one. Melech is Hipuch Oisios, like the Maral says, Kulam. The king brings everybody together. Achad ha'am ha'miyuchad shebam hu ha'melech. He creates the yachad of the people. V'hibishu un melech bis'asef roshei am yachad shiftei Yisrael. He brings them all together. Why are people together? Why are people one? So there are a number of reasons. It could be that they're one because they have the same common root, the same common source, nekudat motza mishutefet. Me'otah nekudat motza holech kol ish ledalko. So now they're all going on their own way, but they have the same source, the same root, and that's what combines them. That's what binds them together. Zeyot zerat hayachad nekudat hamotza mishutefet. That's one type of achdus. That's they have the same past. Another type of yachad is maybe they have the different past, but they have the same goal, the same destiny. So miyad mishutaf. Moshe ketuv banavi, hayelchu shnayim yachdav bilti im noadu. Are two people going to go together unless they met? In other words, they gather together to go ad, lelechet ad, that's no adu. Kol mila atid, hu lashon yeud. Atid, when we talk about the future, we talk about what's going to be, the destiny. Min haolam ve'ad haolam. Adei ad. From the furthest in the past to the most into the future. To this pasuk in Amos, Perek Gimel, pasuk Gimel, Hayelchu shnayim yachdav bilti im noadu perush, she'ein mitziut shemitachadim shnayim yachad, she'ein lam nekudat motza mishutefet. When two people got together, they have the same. They have the same noadu. They have the same place that they're going to. They have a Ye'ud Meshutaf, Ye'ud Ad. Ye'ud is their the destiny, Meloshon Ad, until. They're all going to the same place. So that's why these two people are only going together, because no Adu, because they have the same future. That's one another type of Yachad. Third type of Yachad is that they want to be together now. Not for the future, and not because they have the same past. They don't have the same goals in the future, the same common root, common source. They're just sitting together. They just want to be together. Right now, it's good for them to be together. These are three types of yachad. Nachnu yachad ki ka'et tov lanu biyachad. Ish od yachad shu lo ka'et. Ugam lo me'avar al shachad notzar mshushken shnei mshim shesamu tatsom yachad mechuvenim lamatara v'yud mishutaf. Ze yachad. V'yesh yachad shesh lam motza, nekudat motza mishutafet. Same past. It's good for them in the present. Or they have the same future goals. Elohim shalosh tzurot v'ofanim shel chalut shem yachad, chalut shel tzibur, kvutza v'chinat ha-motza, kvutza v'chinat ha-interes shel ha-ove, v'kvutza v'chinat ye'ud. You have one group that has the same source, same root. You have another group that has the same interest in the present. And you have another group that has the same interest in the future. These are three different types of yachad. When we praise the Borei Olam, and we say, Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloch, Lo'ilam Void. In Yana Shevach Hazeh, Hu lo b'te'ur, She'anachnu meshabchim oto v'amrim, She'ashevach mistareya, Al p'nei ha'avar, hove ve'atid. Ein shum tam lefaret, Kol hove mitmashech, Kolel b'tocho ta'avar v'ta'atid. Ze tamid kach. Im anachnu medabrim al avar, hove ve'atid, Ze mishum she'elem shalosh tzarot shel kiyum, Tzurot shel kiyum shel oto shevach. Nor when we praise, It's a hovem mitmashech. I'm praising God now. It was already in the past. It's now, and it's going to continue into the future. Here we praise Hashem, Hashem Melech, Hashem Molech, Hashem Yimelech, Lo'ilam Void. These are three different tzurois of the same praise. One type is Melech. Borei Olam u'Melech, v'lokech et kol bei olam yachad b'chol meshech hazman shenikra hove. Gam hovem et mashech. That's melech. In other words, melech is everything in this world. God is king. That includes today, yesterday, tomorrow. God is king. B'chinat hoveh. He's mitzarif all the inyanei ha'olam. Ze tzura achat. Malach, shekulam yeshem nekudat motza mishutefet. We all have the same source. From Michal Asara Godol Bashamayim until a little tiny insect in the sea. It's all Ratzon Hashem. So that's Moloch. Sheyesh Makol Mishutaf. Shebchina Nosefet. Habchina Shel Hashem Yimloch Leolam Vaed. Habchina Sheomeret Shekol Be'olam. Kol Pirtei Advarim Sheyeshnam Ba'olam. לכולם עד לפרט הקטן ביותר שבהם, יש ייעוד שהוא אחד. כולם יגיעו לאותה מטרה. אין וגם לא ייתכן שהדעת לא יכולה להניח שיהיה חלילה פרט אחד מכל ענייני העולם, ואפילו גרגר חול אחד בקצה העולם, שלא יצטרף לאותו יירוע. We're going to the same, we're going in the same direction. Hashem's Malchus includes that we all have the same source. We all, he's molech us in the present. He rules over us in the present. Present meaning yesterday, today, tomorrow, 3 weeks ago, 4 months ago, 5 years ago, and 12 years from now. That's melech. And then yimloch la'olam void is that ultimate goal, the ultimate purpose. Kol pirtei olam, me'agadol v'yoter ad akatan biyoter. Kol efsharut, kol tfisa. כל נברא בלי שום יוצא מן הכלל, ובלי אפשרות שיוצא מן הכלל, כולם יש להם נקודת מוצא משותפת, רצונו יתברך. יש להם עתיד, ייעוד משותף, שכולם כאחד מצטרפים בבחינת הייעוד ליהוד אחד גדול, שאנחנו לא יודעים מהו, אבל כולם יחד מהווים חלק ממנו. So we're all part of that, we're all part of the same system. The Seder should be Moloch, Melech, and Yimloch. First past, then present, then future. But strangely enough, it's not the way it works. First Hashem Melech in the present, then Hashem Moloch, and then Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Vayed. מה הפירוש? נתבונן בדבר. כשאנחנו אומרים מלאך וימלוך, אנחנו מאמינים. על מלאך וימלוך אנחנו לא יודעים דבר. מלך בהווה אנחנו יכולים לדעת. מה שנדרש מאיתנו באמת זו תפיסת עומק בהווה. לא מבקשים מאיתנו רק אמונה במלאך ואמונה בימלוך. גם זה מבקשים, אבל זה לא כאן סוף הדבר. הדרישה היא לתפוס את העומק של המלך ולראות איך המלך כולל בתוכו גם את העבר וגם את העתיד. So that's our avoda. To understand the depths of the melech. We have emuna in the melech of the past. We have emuna in the yimloch of the future. But the question is, do we have emuna in the melech of the present? And that's our job. That's what we have in front of us now. We don't know about past and future. We're not there. In other words, we have to take it from here, from our own life, from our own experience. That's why we start with the melech. We recently discussed at length the Mishnah in Perek Chelek. Ve'elu she'en lam chelek le'elam ha'ba omer en tchiyas ha'mesim en ha'toyru. Rashi says, she'kofir medrashin l'shin le'gemor le'kam en tchiyas ha'mesim en ha'toyru. ואפילו יהיה מודי או מאמן שיחיו המסם לא רמיזה ברעי זה כופר הוא. הוא הביא, אוי כר שיש תחייס המסם מן התוירו. מעלנו ולאמונו זה. וכי מאיך אני יודע שכנו. הוא כך כופר גמור. If a person says, he believes in תחייס המסם, but it's not in the Torah. So what does his faith do for us? What does it matter? How does he know it's true? And therefore he's a kofir. Why is he a kofir? He believes in תחייס המסם. Why is he a kofir? We believe in Tchiyas HaMesim. Oz Yashir, it doesn't say Shar, it says Yashir. It ends Hashem Yimloch Lo'olam Void. Future. Yashir is the future. Hashem Yimloch Lo'olam Void. Tchiyas HaMesim. Chazal say Mekan L'Tchiyas HaMesim in the Torah. But how do you know? So it has to be Me'amitzius. And the Torah is the map of the world. The Torah is the blueprint for the world. So you have to find it within the world. You have to find Tchiyas HaMesim within the world. Your connection to Malchus Shemayim has to be from now, from the present. Not just abstract emun in the future and the past. It has to come from now. The person says, Ein Tchiyas HaMesim in a Torah, it means that the Seder HaMetzias is Mechuvan LaHefech. And that's what we discussed at length, the Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin, the arguing with Kviya ben Psisa and the Min. And the Min wanted to say there's no Tchiyas HaMesim, Kviya Psisa, of course there is. And he brought him a Kal V'Chomer, you see, from our Metzius. But it goes in quietly, the seed. It comes out with a lot of sound. When the mother's crying at birth, so Kal V'Chomer, then we put him in the ground, he goes in with a lot of crying, a lot of sound, a lot of noise. It's going to be Tchiyas HaMesim, certainly that's going to make a lot of noise. Definitely going to be Tchiyas HaMesim. It's like the mahalach of the seed in the woman and the seed in the ground. And a much better version of us is going to come out of that ground. So he was showing him from the Metzius. You have to see from the Metzius that there's the mahalach of the world. That there's Tchiyas HaMesim. And therefore that means Men HaTorah. Because the Torah describes to us the mahalach of the world. You can't start with Hashem Malach. We weren't there. Eifo Yisa, B'yasti Oretz, state in Eov 38:4. Hashem Malach v'Hashem Yimloch, elu totzeot shel Hashem Melech. The outcome of Hashem Melech presently is Hashem Malach and Hashem Yimloch. But that has to come from what we see now. En lo nachizah ba'avar be'atid. If he just believes in it stam and he doesn't see it's in the Torah, ma'lanu v'lemunosu, like Rashi says. You're now allowed to make a hefsek in the middle of this pasuk. Just like b'emtza perek achrei birchas kriya shema. You have to see all three together. You have to see the Hashem melech together with the malach and yimlach. מהמציאות עכשיו צריך להתבונן על העבר ועל העתיד. And that was what was misgaling Yetzias Mitzrayim. That was what was revealed in Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Moriv Rabbeisai, that is what we are going to explain, please God, in the next shiur. So please stay tuned, and we will continue this mahalach. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.